1027 1035 WICY. It's John Cazar with you. We're going inside the community as we always have been with so many different local officials and the impacts that that COVID-19 has had, you know, of course, across the country, but particularly locally as well. And today we have joining us Jerry Griffin, who is the superintendent of Malone Schools. Is that correct, Jerry?
That is correct. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. No, we want to thank you, you know, for joining us here as we're trying to get, you know, not just opinions, but information, you know, all around that we can, as we've been speaking with the mayor of Malone, as well as those with Office for the Aging. And for you, I just want to ask, how have you, as a role of superintendent, been dealing with what's been going on? Because there's no handbook for this one, Jerry.
No, this certainly wasn't in any of our graduate courses when we were going to school for this. So, but it's all about leadership, and it's all about communication and bringing people together and working together. And that's what we try to do all the time at Malone Central. So our focus primarily has been on the direct orders that are coming from the governor's office and from the state education department, which involve really three different buckets, which is providing remote instruction or remote teaching, mm-hmm. some people are calling it, to our students, providing food service for all of our students who are under the age of 18, and also coordinating daycare possibilities for first responders and health care workers. So those have been our three areas of focus during this closure period. The food service and the remote teaching have taken up most of our time.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure, you know, you've been talking with a lot of teachers throughout this process in the last month or so. And how have they had to adjust their teaching style to adapt to this new norm?
Well, it really depends on the different grade levels. Some of our teachers have, and because of their subject matter, have been able to jump in and do it pretty easily. Others have struggled. We have a pretty heavy use of a system called Google Classroom, which is an online platform for a lot of our teachers use anyway, even during a normal school period.
Oh.
And that's actually been helpful. So our students are real accustomed to it. Parents are accustomed to it. Teachers are. But the shift is, instead of just being accustomed to it and having it there, now they're actually relying on it. So that's been helpful. Some of our areas, though, to be honest with you, we've struggled with. we've struggled with some of our primary grades, being able to provide that instruction to some of our youngest students in the district. Another area of concern is the lack of internet access that we have in many parts of our region.
Sure.
As a lot of people know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's been a hindrance, but you know, we've had some good community partners who have helped us provide internet access. We've got Wi-Fi access points installed on almost every fire station in our outlying towns, and we have amplifiers that have been installed, so we project a free internet access from those fire stations. So some homes can get that internet access from those areas, and we do have a number of people who are actually driving to those areas and sitting in their cars in order to download materials or upload materials.
Yeah, I was going to say, they better not be, hopefully don't have to go to the spot and then continue to do all their work there. They can just have their work basically done and then submit it once they get to the hot spot, correct?
Exactly. All of our systems that we have in place, you don't need continuous internet access. You could just go and download what's necessary, or once it establishes a connection, everything they've done into this Google Classroom environment is automatically uploaded. So, right, they don't have to sit there forever.
Cool. But then that's very doable. I mean, we're making the adjustment, the ones that, you know, we can and I think have to, obviously, to continue the learning here. Obviously, it's not the complete course that they all had planned, but I'm sure depending on what the class is, they're finding a way to get this through. Now, with that all being said, Jerry, and this is my last major question for you, if this extends into next month, what kind of long-term effects could it have, and do you guys kind of have a contingency plan?
It will definitely have long-term effects. If this extends into next month, we're going to have to back up and really take a hard look at what we're doing, and you know, do we need to shift our plans and make any mid-course corrections now to get us through a worst-case scenario if this ends up, I think this is what you're getting at, if this ends up moving on to the rest of the school year, you know, what's our plan? And we will have something in place for that. We are already making plans to provide academic intervention services.
Okay.
For our students who are, if we return this year, or worst case scenario, if we don't return until the fall, we know that we're going to have to keep an eye on this cohort of kids that are, you know, these COVID kids, basically, that for the next several years, if they end up missing 3 months of instruction, live instruction, one-on-one, that could potentially be an issue that we need to address with more academic services provided at school.
Sure. No, that, and I didn't mean to drop a bomb of a question on you, but I think you answered it perfectly, and you guys are you have to be a little ahead of the game. You kind of have to see where this is going, and, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket, which you're clearly not doing. So that's awesome.
Correct.
And Jerry, is there anything else that you want to add? I know I came at you with the questions, but there's a lot of listeners right now who are parents, and I don't know what other questions they have, but or ones you've been receiving over the last month or so. But is there anything else you'd like to add, Jerry?
Well, we've redesigned our website completely dedicated to this issue. MaloneCSD.org stands for Central School District. MaloneCSD.org, and there's nothing on that front page other than resources for COVID-19. One major issue that we just uploaded today are all of the ramifications that the State Ed Department, the guidance document the State Ed Department put out for the cancellation of Regents exams. So I've been getting a ton of questions from parents and students about Regents exams. I would encourage people to go to our website and get their answers from a primary source and not listen to or read things that you see on the internet.
Yeah, I know. It's
right. Just go to a primary source and get that. And, you know, so yeah, we're updating that site daily.
Don't go to your friend's Facebook comment and look at that as the God's honest truth. You know, that's what a lot of that's
you know, exactly. And if it gets right down to it and they're just stressed out and concerned and they don't know where to turn, they can reach out directly to me and I'll either answer their question or find someone that will.
MaloneCSD.org, Jerry?
Yes.
All right. And it is Jerry Griffin with us, the superintendent of Malone Schools. He gave us a lot of great information, and I know for a lot of this stuff, and you know, from other parents with questions coming at you, you don't have necessarily concrete answers, but that's okay because we're all in this kind of together, playing it slowly but as efficiently as possible. So thank you so much, Jerry.
You bet. Thank you. And we'll all get through this, but I appreciate you talking with me today. Thanks.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you for being in the studio here with us, not physically, but virtually.
Exactly.
Right. 102.7, 103.5 WICY, inside the community.